horses. Subsequently, he moved to Stockholm, where he became the town scumbag. Years later, he reemerged in England as a self-proclaimed bishop, roaming the Midlands with a band of rogue altar boys, administering forced communion to lapsed Catholics. He died during Hurricane Shlomo, in front of an adult sex shop, when the store's sign blew down and he was crushed to death by a giant neon dildo. Uncle Pinocchio had 23 separate and distinct personalities. Unfortunately, all of them were unpleasant. He believed that Porky Pig cartoons represented actual events, and he once stabbed his dog with a ceremonial Japanese saber in a dispute over a lamb bone. He always wore a three-piece suit. It didn't have a vest. The jacket was just torn in half. He drifted from job to job. Balloon vendor, freelance daredevil, and stoop laborer among them, he finally settled in his basement, where he lost his mind trying to invent a rectal harmonica. After that, the family kept him tied to a linden tree in the backyard, where they fed him with a slingshot. After 6 years, they released him on Mussolini's birthday, whereupon he married a passive-aggressive librarian who later beat him to death with a dictionary stand. Uncle Shadrach felt he was special because one of his testicles was shaped like a Brazil nut and the other like a cashew. He loved to run up to women screaming, "You want some mixed nuts?" He told me that in his younger days he was quite a lover and once fucked a girl so hard her freckles came off. Alas, he didn't marry well. His wife, Chlorine, looked like something that might be found in the dumpster behind a cloning center. Her PMS was so bad she had a mood swing installed in her backyard. As a child, while watching a gay pride parade, she was run over by a float full of lesbians and was eventually found dead in a military barracks, having ingested a load of bad sperm. Shadrach was electrocuted by a Radio Shack pacemaker he purchased at a thrift shop. Uncle Shemp was alarmingly unexceptional. He had no detectable lifestyle, and his only accomplishment was the fact that he was a lifelong member of the general public. He started slowly, struggled hard, and eventually clawed his way to the back of the pack. Occasionally, he would show a sudden flash of mediocrity, but quickly returned to his usual pattern of complete insignificance. He was a man with no memories. He didn't have amnesia. He simply had no memories. As he put it, nothing big ever really happened. As a result, he wore a medic alert bracelet saying, "Please let me die." His only pleasure was his hobby, picking through airline wreckage looking for children's toys. He died at 75 from a head injury, suffered as the result of undue glee following a bowel movement. Tumor humor. Guys, gals, and cancer. Women, the produce department.
"I see where Ruthie Garrick went under the knife the other day. She had a tumor on her the size of a grapefruit."
"Well, that's bigger than Estelle Mealy's tumor. Estelle's was the size of a large navel orange."
"Yeah, but sometimes a large navel orange can be almost as big as a grapefruit." "That's true, especially one of them small Indian River grapefruits. I don't like them. Too sour."
"Me either." "Listen, girls, this wasn't no small Indian River-sized tumor. The doctor said this thing was almost the size of a cantaloupe. He claimed if he'd left it in any longer, it probably would have wound up as big as a cassava melon."
"Earlene Miller had a tumor the size of a cassava melon. Actually, her sister claimed it was approaching honeydew proportions."
"Well, I don't know nothing about no tumors, but when my Aunt Ruby died, her liver was the size of a champion watermelon. I got a picture of it somewhere."
"Really? You know, they say that after you die, your liver keeps right on growing."
"Well, I'm thinking Ruby's liver had probably reached its limit. I mean, where do you go from watermelon?
Beach ball?"
"Kate, a beach ball's not a food."
"You want food? I'll give you food."
"Well, you hear this.
10 years ago, when my sister Myra had her gallbladder out, they found 20 gallstones in it. Each one of them was the size and the shape of a different type of food. A raisin, a pea, a caper, a grape, a radish, an olive, a pearl onion, a melon ball, a hazelnut, a marshmallow, a Brussels sprout, a Bing cherry, a kumquat, a gherkin, a filbert, a small whole boiled potato, a cocktail sausage, a meatball, a lima bean, and a dwarf pumpkin.